I am Josh, and this is the Horrors of the Earth podcast. I'm joined with... Hello?
Oh, sorry. Hi, I'm Clarissa.
And we are over the phone as we can't meet up yet. But we should be meeting up on Tuesday, hopefully, to do another episode for you guys. So, that's why the audio doesn't sound too great. Today, we are going to be talking about...
I'm thinking of starting first with some Ouija board stories, because that seems to be a topic that does come up quite frequently with this podcast.
Yeah, we do love a good Ouija board, don't we?
Well, you do. We all know how I feel about them.
If we get like 100 views, right, we're going to get a Ouija board.
Yes.
We're like 50. We're on 50 views.
I don't see it happening. Concern.
So
this is going to be fun.
It is going to be fun. So, is the first story?
The first story is called My First Mistake Was Insulting It. Okay. And this is on the website Thought Catalog. I've used this one before for stories in the description.
We'll leave it in the description for you, so you can check it out.
Okay. Also, my first mistake was insulting it. My friend had mentioned that she had one, so I asked her to pull the board out so I could check it out. At first she said no, but then agreed to do it, as long as she didn't have to participate. After she had the board set up, I asked, is there anyone here? Nothing. So being the dumb teenager, I said, if anything is here and not talking, you're a coward. The board was put away after that. Fast forward about a week later, and... have me sleeping upstairs in my cat to a stereotypical stormy night.
Right, how did she get murdered?
Thunder and lightning, wind and rain, the works.
How did she get murdered?
No, she hasn't.
Oh, okay.
Been murdered yet.
I was thinking she's gonna get murdered, and I was wondering how. Put in the oven, set on fire, burn the house down. I don't know.
We'll see what happens. I looked around to see why I woke up and couldn't see a thing, and decided to try to fall back asleep. After laying there for 30 seconds, I hear from downstairs, "Give the boy," in a very raspy, wispy voice. I open my eyes and listen. Nothing. Start to go back to sleep. "Get the boy." It was much louder this time. Then my downstairs door slammed shut. I freaked out. Because nobody slept down there and we had no drafts. That's the first story. I've mentioned to Josh that these are quite short ones. That's why we're doing two.
Yeah, we're going to do two. And then we
so
are
So, Josh,
going
what do
to,
you think?
To be honest, I think it's a bit stupid. I do want to know if she got murdered or how. Because... Also, they didn't
burn
like the Ouija board.
I feel like probably male because they didn't get the boy.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, well... Okay. The next one is called A Creepy Doll. This one's actually quite a bit longer than the other one,
so... We were going to get a creepy doll, but we had to get them off eBay, and I don't trust eBay, so... We were going to get a creepy doll for the set, but...
I might have one.
Yeah, if
I have one that looks a bit like Chucky.
To be honest, I've heard of Chucky, but I don't actually know what it looks like. I am going to Google now. So you fill them in on something creepy while I Google Chucky.
Okay, getting away from the Ouija topic, quite a few horror movies are actually based on real events.
Lil Chucky.
Which is cool.
This guy, Chucky, is an artist, apparently. Oh, I think I spelled it wrong because it just came up with a rapper.
Put Child's Play, Chucky.
Okay.
Because that's the movie.
Oh, it's because I spelled it with two E's, not a Y. Yeah, that is fucking creepy.
It wouldn't be a horror movie if it wasn't.
Do you want to watch it? We should do that. We should watch it.
I've seen it.
It looks so good, but it also looks really creepy.
Josh?
Yeah?
I watched it when I was six.
Was it creepy?
I'm not scarred by it, so... Oh, God.
I watched The Shining. Watched Shining a couple of days ago. It's not scary at all. It's a bit
weird.
That's
coming from the guy who gets freaked out by a lot of things.
Yeah, I know. I can't watch It or anything like that. I get freaked out by the new fucking... I get freaked out by the new Bob the Builder. Ruined that, didn't they?
Have they changed how Bob the Builder looks
though? Oh my God. They made it CGI and they, like, it's not even cartoon. It looks... Google it. It looks terrible. You're searching...
Okay, I'm Googling it.
New Bob the Builder. It's... Oh, gosh. Whoever created Bob the Builder and ruined it, we need to get them to insult some demons.
What the hell did they do to him?
I know. It's ruined forever.
I miss the guy, the one that was made out of clay.
Scoot, Mop and Disney... What? I don't remember the original.
Anyway, back on topic.
Back on topic. We went off on a little bit of a tangent.
Yeah. This next story is called a Creepy Doll.
Creepy Doll.
I have a terrifying story about a Ouija board. I got a call from my cousin who said he and his brother and his dad and his best friend were using a Ouija board in their basement. Prior to starting, they looked... took a large porcelain doll out of the room because it was creepy, and placed it in a different room, face down on a pile of towels. My cousin took a short break because the board was spouting nonsense, and he went to take a dump. His dad and brother and friend started asking the board questions without him. One of the questions was, who was in the other room? It started spouting random numbers, and when the cousin came back in the room... his brother said that it wasn't working and they were going to put it away. And he said that it wasn't working. Oh my. And he showed him the answer and last question he asked. And he said, dude, that's my social security number. Then he started to talk to whatever started spewing answers out. He told my cousin he would die in the Air Force. At this point, they tell the entity that they are communicating with to prove itself. It then spelled out the word doll, and they were like, what the fuck?
WTF.
Yeah. They opened the door to check the porcelain doll. They had laid it in the other room, and when they opened the door, the doll was standing up right in front of the door, staring at them. Everyone freaked out and ran out of the house. His best friend burned the Ouija board, and I think he temporarily went nuts for a few months. My cousin, for some reason, joined the Air Force and is on a base in Europe now.
Do you know what I just realised?
What?
Chucky looks like the old, like, young Shane Dawson. He actually... But yeah, I do think Shane Dawson does look like Chucky. He does.
Yeah, I'm looking at the photo now, and he kind of does.
Like, especially if you go to the third one. So, what you do, guys, we'll put a link to this photo if we can. Right, so we'll put a link to it, but go look at the link. It looks like Shane Dawson. It literally does. If you look at him when he has long hair...
I mean, there's some similarities, yes.
Like, he's... Was Shane Dawson ginger? gosh, we
yeah, he's got reddish brown hair.
We need to do a podcast episode on gingers.
That's just me, Josh. I'm joking. I wanted to be ginger.
No, I'm joking. They're all lovely. They're all lovely. I've never met a nice ginger person.
They're beautiful. Yes, you have. There's a few gingers that we know.
I don't actually know many gingers.
I know two. So
I don't think I could name two gingers that I know.
I can.
Okay. We'll discuss it after.
For
this.
Reasons that I'm not saying them.
Ooh.
Saucy relationship details. No.
I don't think she can hear me if I whisper into the mic. But
I can hear you, but I'm just...
She's in love.
Yeah, don't we?
Oh, she can hear me.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Anyway, so next we are going to be discussing... What are we going to be discussing?
We're actually going to go away from the paranormal for this one and go for a conspiracy theory, Josh.
I'm so excited. I love conspiracy theories. As we're talking about Shane Dawson, go watch his stuff. He does amazing conspiracy theories. Except he stopped doing them. He stopped doing his short-form content. He did long-form content now. Well, I say short-form content. It's still kind of long, his videos. Like the short ones.
It's short film conspiracy.
So, which conspiracy theory are we talking about today?
This one is called What Sank the Titanic.
I know what sank the Titanic. Gingers.
It wasn't an iceberg, Josh. According to these people, it wasn't an iceberg.
Okay, what is it? Fill me in.
Well, I want to tell you a conspiracy theory I actually know about the Titanic before this.
It was done on purpose,
apparently,
guys.
The company that owned and made the Titanic also
I know this
had
one.
Another ship called the Olympic.
They had two, basically. One was called the Olympic, and then they switched them, basically. They painted over the... Because there was damage to the... there was damage to the actual one, so they painted over it and replaced it. And then, if you actually look at the photos, the Atlantic... has a couple more or a couple less of the holes with the windows. And a famous guy went down into the ocean, and where the paint had peeled away, you could see O and A. Mm-hmm. Or O and L. A and L, which is AL, and Titanic doesn't have A and L in it. So.
Well, it's got an A and an L, but they're not right next to each other.
Does it? Wait, Titanic?
It's not L, it's an I.
Titanic doesn't have an... Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, that's...
I'm dyslexic, really. I get mixed up easily. That was a rhyme and I didn't mean it.
So. I love how you said, I get mixed up easily.
Yes, leave me alone. Anyway. Titanic was the largest ship in the world. In April 1912, it was... On its first voyage from Southampton to New York, carrying more than 2,000 people, the North Atlantic that season was particularly dangerous because of the floating ice rather south than was usual. Titanic received radio warnings of ice when less than 64 kilometres from New York, streaming through the night at speed, and hit an iceberg. Ships look outside of the berg when only 500 metres away and alerted the bridge. First officer Murdoch took evasive action, steering to port and ordering stop engineers in full action, but it was too late. It was too late to halt 4,600 tons of luxury liner. Titanic steering was not up to high speed manoeuvres and the ship veered. The iceberg sliced, that's the word, along its starboard side, reaching 5 or 16 watertight compartments. Designer Thomas Andrews knew that his ship could not float for long. He and Captain Smith also knew that the Titanic had insufficient lifeboats, and the ship sank in just over 2 hours, and over 1,500 people died, among them Andrews and Smith. Controversy surrounding the action of the ship closest to the stricken liner, the Californian. It was Titanic's license to stress rockets, but not steam to the rescue until too late. Conspiracy theories came later. The most unlikely that it was not the Titanic that sank, but the sister ship Olympic. The two ships having switched identities after the Olympic collided with a naval vessel and needed repairs. Robert Ballard found the wreck of Titanic in 1985, more than 3,700 meters down. The ship lies in two pieces below the stern sections having broken apart. The truth. There's this little section of this book and it's called The Truth. And
So,
it's next
what
to a
is the
picture of the
book called?
Titanic.
We'll link the book in the description
This
to buy it.
is Conspiracy Theories.
With me.
Is what it looks like. Which
Shit.
only Josh can see, I'm afraid.
Yeah, only I can
As
see it
soon as
'cause
I
we
have
haven't got the
to.
camera. Though we might have a, we
Yeah.
might have, you might get to see us on YouTube if you go follow us at The Horrors of the Earth podcast on YouTube. The next episode, you might get to see us.
I mean, what I'm seeing of Josh right now is quite funny, so
Oh,
you're really
I'm.
missing out on that,
Oh,
guys.
tell them what you see.
Well, he's got a sleeping bag and it's half on his head and half not, so you know.
It's like ice so cold
Just
in
the
this
usual.
room. Yeah, I think
I have that problem with
we're
stuff.
going to go to the woods and do a podcast episode there so we can actually meet.
It's because we live near a forest.
We do, and apparently there's a murder where we live and I'm moving.
Too late, Josh. You live here now. It's too
So,
late.
I know. It's like one of those things where you can't leave once you've moved. Like, you're not allowed to. Because lettered are sh rubbish. We hate lettered. Anyway, sorry, I keep on going off on tangents today.
That's fine.
It's
They'll
quite.
get used to it, Josh. This is what a normal conversation's like with him, by the way, so.
What are you saying?
That you go off on tangents
I
a
do go
lot.
off on tangents. I try not to.
Okay. As we often with Titanic, some choose to believe that the unlikely over the probable. Reports at the time were inevitably confused. For example, the ship's musicians went on playing as the ship forded, but no one is 100% sure what tune was their last, so it was probably to go to the hymn "Near My God Today." That's sad. This book just said that the musicians kept playing while the ship sank.
Wait, so they, I guess what they're saying is that the people that were running it were like, all musicians, they're all gonna die. Let's play some nice music. Wait, I've got a
Like
video.
da da
I've actually got a
da.
video that you can watch. I'll send it to you. It is, it's a video of the Titanic, like the film, the Titanic. Gosh. So they played music, right? What do we know what type of music was played? Was it like classical music? Was it
Near My God to Thee,
right.
because they knew that they were probably gonna die.
I just saw that. So I'll link that. I just saw a video. I'll link that in the description of this. It's quite cool. Near my God, I don't know. Sorry.
That's all this book has about the Titanic, I'm afraid.
Yeah. So it's a bit of a short episode,
Which is a
this one.
shame. I thought there'd be more, but there isn't.
It's pretty short episode. we will be doing possibly a longer episode.
Yeah, we've been busy this week.
We might have a guest.
Yeah.
We might have a guest. We have
maybe fingers crossed.
We should have a guest on Tuesday for next Tuesday. Anyway, we hope you enjoyed this episode. As always, follow us on Instagram, follow us on Twitter, give us an email at thehorrorsoftheearthpodcast@gmail.com. Link will be in the description. And just send us an email, whatever you want, it's fine. If you want us to do what you like us to do, what else you like us to do, I am Josh.
And I'm Clarissa.
And this is the outro song.
Enjoy.
Ah, I forgot to plug it in, sorry. Hold on. Sorry, I forgot to plug it in.
Technical difficulties, people.
Okay, we'll cut that bit out. So, we hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. It
and we
is
hope
short.
You stick around for more.
Yeah, we do hope you stick around for more. It is up. So, as always, go follow us on Instagram, on Twitter, and I'm Josh. Oh, so I need to redo this. I need to get back in my mental space. Okay. Go follow us on Instagram and Twitter. And send us an email at thehorrorsoftheearthpodcast@gmail.com. Link will be in the description. And go follow us on YouTube as well to get see us. You might get to see us next week. So go look The Horrors of the Earth podcast on YouTube. And this is the outro song. I just cut this bit out where it doesn't work.
Yeah. Don't say a word. Mommy's gonna pay you a mockingbird. And if that mockingbird won't sing, Mommy's gonna pay you a diamond ring.
Also, just at the end, for anyone that really likes to stick around and listen, well, I'll tell you now. If you saw us on Instagram, we hadn't actually done the episode yet. We hadn't finished it. We lied. But we finished it now. So, go do some other stuff or have a good day. Bye-bye!